in a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Jenny. Today we're re-airing an old episode of Encyclopedia Womanica, highlighting the life and work of Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou is one of many women who have been honored as a Glamour Woman of the Year. She was celebrated in 2009. For 30 years, Glamour has honored the world's most pioneering women and inspiring leaders, such as Kamala Harris, Viola Davis, Hillary Clinton, Condoleezza Rice, Misty Copeland, Serena Williams, Reese Witherspoon, Shonda Rhimes, Gloria Steinem, and many more. On March 2nd, Glamour's releasing a hardcover book entitled Glamour, 30 Years of Women Who Have Reshaped the World. It touches on some of the most culturally important moments of our recent history. The book will be available for purchase at all major booksellers. With that, on to the show.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally.
From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. It's July 4th. For those of you celebrating, happy Independence Day. Every weekday for a year, we're telling the story of a different woman from throughout history who you may or may not know about, but definitely should. On this national holiday, I'm so excited to celebrate the life of one of America's greats. Today's dreamer was an American author, poet, historian, songwriter, playwright, dancer, producer, director, performer, singer, and civil rights activist. She really was a phenomenal woman. Let's talk about Maya Angelou. Marguerite Annie Johnson was born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1928, but spent much of her childhood with her paternal grandmother in the rural town of Stamps, Arkansas. At the age of 7, Marguerite was raped by her mother's boyfriend. Marguerite reported the crime, and the perpetrator was subsequently murdered. Traumatized, Marguerite went almost completely mute for several years. She later wrote about this period in her first and best-known autobiographical book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. When she was 12, Marguerite and her mother moved across the country to San Francisco. Marguerite worked in a variety of jobs, including as a cocktail waitress, a prostitute and madam, a cook, and a dancer. It was during her time as a dancer that she assumed her better-known professional name, Maya Angelou. Maya moved back across the country to New York City in the late 1950s and joined the Harlem Writers Guild. Around the same time, she also landed a leading role in a U.S. State Department-sponsored production of George Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. The production toured all over the world, hitting 22 countries in Europe and Africa. Maya also studied dance with dance legends Martha Graham and Pearl Primus. She was heavily involved in the civil rights movement, and in 1959, Maya became the Northern Coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the civil rights organization, at the personal behest of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 1961, Maya acted in Jean Genet's play, The Blacks, before moving to Cairo with a South African dissident to whom she was briefly married. In Cairo, Maya worked as a reporter at the Arab Observer. She then moved to Ghana and worked at the African Review. Maya returned to the U.S. in the late 1960s. Her first book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, was released in 1969 and was nominated for a National Book Award. Maya was extremely busy in the 1970s. Her first collection of poetry, entitled Just Give Me a Cool Drink of Water Before I Die, was published in 1971. The following year, Maya became the first African-American woman to have a screenplay produced as a feature film for the movie Georgia, Georgia. She also wrote the film soundtrack. Through the rest of the decade, two more of Maya's autobiographical books were published, Gather Together in My Name and Singin' and Swingin' and Gettin' Merry Like Christmas, and her second collection of poetry called And Still I Rise was released.
Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak miraculously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Maya was also appointed by President Gerald Ford to the Bicentennial Commission, and later by President Jimmy Carter to the Commission for International Woman of the Year. Maya also continued her acting career, appearing on stage and in several TV shows, including the iconic miniseries Roots. Maya was often referred to as Dr. Angelou, despite the fact that she hadn't gone to college. Over the course of her life, however, she received more than 50 honorary degrees from some of the world's most prestigious universities. And in 1981, she was given a lifetime appointment as a professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That same year, she also released her third autobiographical book, The Heart of a Woman. For the next 33 years, Maya's pace of work continued. She published three more memoirs, two more collections of poetry, a book of meditations, several children's books, and an anecdote-driven book of advice. She also continued to act and became a director. Maya was asked to compose and deliver poems for Bill Clinton's 1993 presidential inauguration and the 50th anniversary of the United Nations. She was also commissioned by the U.S. State Department to write the poem His Day Is Done as an elegy for former South African President Nelson Mandela. In 2011, Maya Angelou was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. Maya died on the morning of May 28, 2014, in Winston-Salem. Despite the fact that she'd been sick and had canceled scheduled appearances, she was still working on another book at the time. During her memorial service at Wake Forest, Maya's son said, quote, "She left this mortal plane with no loss of acuity and no loss in comprehension." Maya Angelou's poetry and literature have become part of the great American canon. Her work explores themes of economic, racial, and sexual oppression and draws from her incredible personal experiences. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another amazing dreamer. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister, and the amazing brain behind this collection of women. Talk to you tomorrow.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children, where world leaders are ignoring climate science,
bing, bing, bong, bong,
and nature is recreating doomsday movie plots, what will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.